This season, come home for Christmas at Rock City Church and experience an encouraging message, powerful worship, and moments that remind you of the wonder of Christmas. Find times and locations at rockcitychurch.tv. We'll see you this Christmas.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
You have tuned in to another episode of The Double-Edged Factor. I am your host, Rod Manuel, and peace and blessings unto you. Before we get going, be sure to like, follow, and hit that subscribe button, because the more positive interactions you put out there, the more they push this podcast to people who've never heard it before, which will allow us to grow and have a greater impact on more people around the world. So if you would do me that favor, I would certainly appreciate it. Today, we are going to jump into something we all possess in equal measure at birth, yet we handle it wildly different levels based on our wisdom. It's the resource that, once spent, you can never earn it back, save it, or even borrow it. I'm talking about time. And why I believe it's the most valuable thing that we have in life. Think about this for a moment. Every single person who has ever lived was given the same fundamental allocation of 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and roughly 80 years of life, if we're fortunate. A billionaire can't buy an extra hour. A genius can't invent additional minutes. A world leader cannot negotiate more decades. Time is the ultimate equalizer, the one currency that makes us all equal shareholders in this human experience. Yet, here's what's fascinating, and perhaps kind of tragic at the same time. We'll spend hours researching for the best deal on a $500 TV, comparing prices, reading reviews, waiting for sales, but how often do we apply that same level of intentionality to how we spend our hours, our days, or our years? We treat money as scarce and valuable, which it can be, but we often treat time as if it's infinite, as if there's always more where it came from. When we're young, time feels abundant, almost oppressive, in its vastness. Summer vacations stretch endlessly. A week feels like a month. We have the beautiful, naive sense that we have forever ahead of us. And in some days, this illusion serves us. It allows us to take risks, to dream big, to be more, to not be so paralyzed by the weight of mortality. But along the way, many of us continue living as if this illusion were a reality. We postpone, we procrastinate, we say someday, and when I have more time, or after this busy period. We live as if time were a renewable resource, as if the hours we spend mindlessly scrolling, complaining, or engaging in activities that neither fulfill us nor serve others are somehow not real withdrawals from our finite account. Let me share a framework that changed how I think about time. Every moment is an investment, just like financial investing. We can choose high return activities or low return activities. We can diversify our time portfolio or put everything into speculative ventures that may never pay off. When we invest time in ourselves, learning new skills, building physical and mental health, cultivating meaningful relationships, pursuing creative endeavors. We're engaging in what I call compound time investments. These are activities that just don't fill the moments, but create value that extends far beyond the time invested. Consider reading for like 30 minutes a day, right? That's roughly 180 hours a year. About 4.5 work weeks, if you want to say that. In that time, you could read 20 to 25 books, fundamentally expanding your knowledge, perspective, and capabilities. The person you become through that investment of time will approach every subsequent hour of your life with greater wisdom, creativity, and of course, insight. Or think about physical fitness. An hour of exercise doesn't just burn calories for that hour. It increases your energy, improves your mood, enhances your cognitive functions, and could potentially add years to your life. It's time that creates more quality time. But here's where the concept of time as our most valuable asset becomes even more profound. Time becomes exponentially more valuable when we use it in our service of others. You see, when you spend an hour truly listening to a friend who's struggling, you're not just giving them your time, you're potentially changing the trajectory of their day, their week, or even their life. When you invest time in mentoring someone younger, teaching a skill, or contributing to a cause that you really believe in, you're creating a ripple effect that extends far beyond your single investment of time. This is what I like to call multiplicative time value. Your 1 hour becomes many hours of impact. Your wisdom shared over coffee with someone who needs guidance might save them years of mistakes. Your time spent volunteering might feed a family, comfort someone who's in grief, or you could inspire another person to also give their time as well. And we will be right back. Today's show is brought to you by Polished Custom Builders, where they specialize in building your dream into a reality through custom home building, renovations, and interior design. Check them out at polishedcustombuilders.com. For the most beautiful house in the world is the one that you build yourself.
Look, we get it, man. It's the holidays in Columbus. And if you're in high spirits, just know that getting behind that wheel while high has some serious consequences. Beyond getting a DUI because law enforcement can tell if you're driving high, you can lose your freedom, your friends, or even your life. Before you head out later tonight, think twice. Don't be that guy. Don't drive while high. Brought to you by NHTSA. Now back to your podcast.
Understanding time as our most valuable asset requires us to become masters of a simple but difficult word. No. Every yes to one thing, by definition, is a no to everything else. When we say yes to an obligation that doesn't align with our values or serve our growth, we're saying no to opportunities that might be transformative. This doesn't mean becoming selfish or antisocial. It just means becoming intentional. It means asking ourselves, is this the highest and best use of my time right now? It means recognizing that saying no to good opportunities allows us to say yes to great ones. Think about the most successful and fulfilled people you know, not financially successful, but those who seem to live rich and meaningful lives. I'd be willing to bet that they've all learned to be selective with their time. They've learned that time scarcity isn't a limitation. It's what makes life meaningful. If we had infinite time, nothing would really matter. It's precisely because of our time because our time is limited, that our choices become significant. In our hyper-connected, multitasking world, perhaps the most valuable way to spend time is to be fully present in it. When we're with our loved ones, but mentally checking our email, we're giving them our time, but not our attention. We're working on an important project, but constantly interrupted by notifications. We're spending time without creating proportional value. Full presence, what psychologists call flow state, or what spiritual traditions might call mindfulness, transforms ordinary moments into extraordinary ones. A simple conversation becomes a connection. A routine task becomes an opportunity for excellence. A challenge becomes a chance for growth. Some of the most profound time investments we can make are in relationships. They don't always show immediate returns, but they compound in ways that can sustain us through our entire lives. The time you spend building trust with a colleague might lead to partnership that changes both of your careers. The hours you invest in understanding your partner's love language might create decades of deeper connection. The weekend you spend teaching your child to ride a bike creates a memory that will outlast you both. But relationships require something that our efficiency-obsessed culture often struggles with. Unproductive time. Time just being together without an agenda. Time listening without trying to solve. Time being vulnerable without expecting reciprocation. Here's a thought experiment that never fails to clarify my priorities. Imagine you're at your 80th birthday party. Looking back at your life, what are you most grateful you spent time on? What do you wish you had spent more time on? What do you regret giving so much time to? My suspicion is that very few people, looking back from that vantage point, would say, I'm so glad I spent all those hours worrying about the things I couldn't control. Or, my life was really enriched by all that time I spent in meetings that could have been just simple emails. Or, you could say, I treasure all of those evenings I spent angry at strangers on the internet. More likely, they treasure the time spent in deep conversations with friends, the hours invested in learning and creating, the moments of being fully present with family, the time dedicated to causes that matter to them the most. Time is also the raw material of creation. Every book was written with one word at a time. Every skill was developed one practice session at a time. Every relationship was built one conversation at a time. Every meaningful achievement in human history was a result of someone choosing to invest their time in bringing something new into the world. When we think about time this way, as a creative force, it becomes almost sacred. Each day, we're given roughly 16 waking hours, 16 hours of pure potential. We can use these hours to create value, beauty, connection, growth, or service. Or we can let them slip away unremarked and unremembered. Now, I want to address something that often paralyzes people when they start thinking seriously about time. The myth of perfect balance. The idea that we should spend exactly the right amount of time on work, relationships, health, hobbies, service, and everything else. But life isn't a balanced equation. There are seasons for intense focus on career growth, seasons for deep investments in family, seasons for healing and self-care, seasons for exploration and adventure. The goal isn't perfect daily balance. It's intentional, seasonal prioritization aligned with your values and life that you're in right now. Psychologists have identified a phenomenon called time affluence. It's the feeling of having enough time to accomplish what matters to you most. this isn't necessarily correlated with having fewer obligations. Some of the busiest people I know feel time rich because they've aligned their activities with their values. They're spending time on things that matter to them the most. Conversely, time poverty isn't about being just busy. It's about feeling like your time is being spent on things that don't matter to you, often by choice or circumstances beyond your control. It's the feeling that your life is happening to you rather than being shaped by you. So, how do we move from understanding time's value intellectually to living this understanding practically? I would suggest that it starts with a simple daily practice. We're going to call it the evening review. Before bed, spend about 5 minutes asking yourself, how did I invest my time today? What created value for myself and others? What felt like time was well spent and what felt like time wasted? What would I do differently tomorrow? This isn't about perfectionism or self-judgment. It's about awareness, because we can't change what we don't acknowledge and we can't improve what we don't measure. I know this might sound morbid, but I think regularly contemplating our mortality is one of the healthiest things we can do as far as how we spend our time. Not in an anxious or fearful way, but a clarifying way. Steve Jobs, this is what he said. Remembering that you are going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking you have something else to lose. When you truly internalize that time is finite, it becomes easier to spend it on what matters and let go of what doesn't. So as we wrap up, I want to leave you with this thought. When you choose to spend your time wisely, investing in yourself, servicing others, creating value, you don't just change your own life. You model a different way of living for everyone else around you. Your children can see that time can be spent intentionally rather than just being passed. Your colleagues experience what it's like to work with someone who is fully present. Your friends learn that deep conversations and genuine care and what that really looks like. Your community benefits from your contributions. Time well spent creates more time well spent. It's contagious, and it's the best thing that you can do. So here's my challenge to you. For the next week, treat time like the precious resource that it is. Before committing to anything, ask yourself, is this how I want to invest my most valuable asset? Notice where your time is actually going versus where you think it should go. Look for opportunities to create compound value, you know, activities that serve both your growth and others' well-being. Remember, we can't manage time. Time is constant, but we can manage ourselves within that time. We can choose how to invest it, how to be present in it, and how to create value through it. Your time is your life. Spend it like it matters, because it does. This is Rob Manuel with the Double Edge Factor. And if you found this episode or even a few words value added, share this episode with just one person. The only way we grow this podcast is when you share it with someone else. The more you share, the greater impact we have on more people and more listeners around the world. So, hit that subscribe button to never miss another episode, or you can find the Double Edge Factor on linktree.com, where you can join that email list and have access to all of our social media outlets. And I'll leave you with this, my friends. Be intentional with your words, your thoughts, and your actions, and always find a way to be a blessing to someone else today.